Good afternoon. As we conclude the series of Living Sober, we're going to look at the seventh and final area of sober living. And it's a life that apprises all things spiritually. What does it mean to apprise? It means to consider, to weigh, to look at. But this life is being, it's a life that does it spiritually, not merely physically. A life that apprises things spiritually is one that is observant, one that listens, and one that considers what's behind what's being said or what's being done. And the only way you can have a life that apprises things spiritually is a life where your life, your heart, your mind, your soul is filled with the Holy Spirit. In fact, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 through 15. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually appraised. But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. A sober life, a righteous life, a life that is through the indwelling of our beloved Lord God's Holy Spirit, is a life that apprises all things, not just some things, all things, spiritually. How can that be? It's a life who is a friend of God. The Lord called Abraham his friend. And when you go to Genesis and examine Abraham's life, Abraham walked with God. Abraham obeyed God. And the Lord promised Abraham that he would be a father of many nations, though he was an old man and didn't have any children. The Lord said, I'm going to bring an heir from your loins. Now, Abraham was old and Sarah was old. Sarah was past childbearing. But when the Lord told him he was going to give him an heir and he would become the father of many nations, Abraham believed God, and the Lord called him righteous because he believed. And then in 2 Chronicles 27, in Isaiah 41, and James 2:23, in all three of those scriptures, the Lord calls Abraham his friend. And, you know, a friend will tell you things that those who are not friends don't get to know. And we see that demonstrated with Abraham and our Lord. When the Lord was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he considered, should I do this thing and not tell Abraham? After all, it's through him that many, many of us, including us, would come to trust and believe in him. So he told him what he was about to do because of the grave sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham talked to him, demonstrating that they're truly friends, and said, Lord, I don't want to offend you, but if you do this, Would you spare this place? Would you spare this place for 50? And the Lord's, righteous people, and the Lord said, for 50, Abraham, yeah, I'll spare it. He says, what about 40? And he kept on till he finally got down to 10. This was a conversation between two friends. And what I love, love, love is that Jesus tells us in John chapter 15 that we too can be his friends. Starting at verse 14, he says, you are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. That's why a righteous life is one that is able to apprise all things spiritually, because the Lord makes us know those things. He makes us know those things. I love the fact in Proverbs 3:32, he says that he is intimate with the upright. Like, wow. To be intimate with God. And we just read in John 5, and at 5:15, he says, I will make those things known to you. And I'm telling you, it is true. I can't tell you how many times the Lord has made something or someone or some situation known to me that I couldn't have possibly known without him. And there are times that he will tell me to share what he's told me about that person with them. And that person begins to praise the Lord. And they will say, I've never told anyone. And it's like, now you have proof that God sees you and knows all about you. And they began to praise and worship him. I love Psalms 25:14. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. He will make them know his covenant. Wow, that is just such a blessing, and says exactly what 1 Corinthians 2:12, that his Holy Spirit will combine spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. For those who love the Lord, for those who walk with him, for those who desire to obey him, for those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, who desire, who hunger, who long to be obedient, he says, he will make his word understand, plain to us. We will understand his word. He will make us to know his covenant, to know his word, that he will combine those spiritual words with spiritual thoughts. He will talk to us and make known what he's saying. Praise God. Praise God. I pray that you will live sober in these last of the last days. And remember, from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 11, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, and they will be, what sort of people ought we be in holy conduct, in holy behavior, and godliness? We are to be holy in conduct and godliness. We are to walk righteously, to live soberly. May my Lord Jesus Christ and my beloved Abba Father bless each and every one of you who have listened to this series. Amen.